January 7th to the 21st episode of Teen Tech Talk. This is Dale Taylor here with Jeff Dalawi, Corey, and Dan. And I'm going to start off the show with an interesting product that came out of, that's been shown at CES, the Atom chip. It's a particular type of hard drive using, well, not even hard drive, but solid-state memory using new technology that takes advantage of quantum ideas, and you can get extremely large quantities of storage into a very small space. They have these drives that are like 2 terabytes, and no one believes it. There's tons of rumors running around, and people think that this is just some type of hoax, but it's been proven in laptops that they've been running on. Supposedly they run really fast. They have a 4 gigabyte per second transfer rate, and they're just huge. They've run Windows XP on a laptop with it, but I think they're coming out of Russia. Any comments on those guys?
I think that will definitely speed up laptops and computers in the next few years. Whoever, you know, jumps on, yeah, you know, we don't know how reliable it is, you know?
And there's a lot of talk of most memory moving into solid state because it's so much faster.
But it's also
the problem is, of course,
expensive.
The price.
Yeah.
Each of these drives run like something like $17,000 or something like that. Jeez. Ridiculously expensive.
Well, I guess it actually theoretically could be, it's more secure, it's more reliable if it's, you know, not, non-volatile RAM, because then you can, you don't have to worry about, you know, normal laptops, they're spinning at such high speeds, and, you know, over time, you know, they can break down, and since they're magnetic, you know, if there's a lot of, if you put a magnet over it or something happens, then your data's gone.
These are quiet, too.
Yeah, because they don't make any noise. And they probably use less power. They have to use less power. Because they're not spinning at 7,200 RPMs or 10,000 RPMs. So I'll be excited to see what comes out of it. But what is it, $17,000 they had one priced at?
Yeah, they had the laptop with it installed was $17,200 or something. I think that was the price. But the first time I saw this, I was just shocked. I saw this little drive. It looks like a little compact flash chip, and it said 2 terabytes on it. I'm like, wow.
Well,
is that actually possible?
I'll stick with hard drives for now.
Yeah. I don't exactly have a spare $17,000 lying around.
Yeah. All right, so cool. But there's tons of things coming out of CES. We'll get into that. But quickly right now, if the audio you're listening to now is... sounds a little digital or a little, bad. That's my fault. And because I've been in the process of selling a bunch of my computers in the hopes of getting enough money to buy a new Power Mac, or I'll see what happens, comes out of Macworld on Tuesday. From what I can, conjure up, it's going to be some Yona laptops, but from what I've read, it's only 32-bit, and I wouldn't want to get a 32-bit laptop too much. So if not, depending on that, I might get a new G5, either dual 2.3 or 4 2.5, the G5 quad. So when I get a new computer, the audio is going to be really, really, the quality is going to be much better, and then we can start getting some video episodes out, because then I'll be able to edit videos much faster and get it out to you. Well, that'd be me and Dale, because I can't afford a plane ticket to North Carolina and Washington. But let's get back on topic. CES, Bill Gates had his big keynote impressions from who watched it. Corey, did you see it?
I just watched it a couple minutes ago. It was hilarious, actually. I was laughing through the entire thing. Bill Gates and everybody else just made a fool of themselves. It was just hilarious. And especially seeing as they had Justin Timberlake and... who was the other guy that came up? What was the other guy? The guy from MTV. And just... it was hilarious.
Yeah. The one thing about watching that... and there was an article in... I forget what I read online, but how Gates tried to, you know, copy Jobs and or try to get that Jobs flair into the, you know, keynote. Because when I was watching it, it was just so boring. Gates is not, he's really, you know, a nerdy guy and is not really the greatest public speaker. And he just stands up there, he puts his, you know, fingers together and he hunches over. He reminds me of a lot like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. Like how he, you know, that's how he looks, like diabolical. Like, but he's really got to work on that. But then he just goes, like, in the beginning, if you got to watch it, you can get it on Microsoft.com. But he goes into this, he just, like, doesn't really have much of an introduction to this segment on computers and how we'll use computers in 10 years. And, 4 years in 2010. And, like, he has this screen up there where he's, like, touching it and dragging these items, and then it goes into his phone. But all these things, like, it just, like, went right into it, and it didn't really make sense why they were showing off these things, what they might think software might be going in 4 years, when they're not going to release as a product. And then he goes down at a desk that has these huge, like, the desk is, like, has, like, three big flat panel things in front of him.
Glass monitor things.
Yeah, glass monitor kind of things, all 3D. And he's, like, using it. And then he goes, sits down at a table, and the table is, there's projecting it.
Has a scanner in it and stuff.
Yeah, from the roof. It looks so, I didn't get it. He was just, like, showing this stuff off, but, like, it's not going to be Microsoft technology. And he said 4 years of price to this stuff. And for Microsoft, I don't think so. They can't get Windows XP out in a successor to Windows XP out in 5 years.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. And then, then the MTV guy came out. He was cracking all these corny jokes about Flock of Seagulls and, like, I don't know. It was just horrible. Like, yeah. And they were just, but and then the Vista guy came out, and he's like, they act so fake enthusiasm. It just really boring. But
yeah.
I can't wait to see Jobs his thing on Tuesday.
Well, I mean, you could have the guy, what was his name? I can't remember his name, coming out screaming development a million times.
Yeah, developers, Ballmer.
Or developers, sorry. Developers.
Yeah, Steve Ballmer. But yeah, to be more excitement. I think Ballmer's probably a better presenter than Gates is. But what else came out of CES? Another big keynote was, which I hope they filmed and we'll put on the internet, but I highly doubt it, is the Google keynote. That looked really cool. Larry Page, one of the co-founders of Google, gave it. And if you go on Engadget, they have pictures of the keynote. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty cool. They showed off new things with Google on phones and Blackberries. Larry Page, he came out in this one car that Stanford developed for the that one competition out there, the DARPA competition. But it's really cool, and it shows off that $100 laptop that they're working on with MIT.
Yeah.
And then Robin Williams comes out, and they also announced their download service for $199 for shows and stuff from Google. And so that looks really cool, and then the Google guys are pretty cool. And what else?
Let's see. What else did they talk about at CES?
There's a bunch of new Blu-ray and HD DVD players. There's a whole bunch of those out there from, like, RCA, Toshiba. You name it, Panasonic, Philips. They got a whole bunch of new ones. And it's announced that Serenity is going to be on HD DVD.
Yeah, I saw that. That's going to be cool.
And so we got to see. But a lot of the new DVD players are priced from, like, $500 to $800, which is not that bad.
Wait, what did you say?
A lot of the DVD players are priced from $500 to $800.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so, but that's...
I mean, and then on top of that, you have to have an HDTV.
Yeah.
So. Which, actually, speaking of HDTVs, one thing that they talked about in the Xbox 360 segment of Gates' keynote was that the Xbox 360 was, quote, driving HDTV sales, like, through the wall. Because everybody's getting HDTVs for the Xbox 360.
I totally believe it.
What?
I said I totally believe that, and
yeah,
and the new and it and the Xbox going along with 360 that they're supposed to soon start manufacturing with HDDV drives in it, and people who already have it can buy an external one for it. That was also in the Jobs' keynote. Sorry, Gates' keynote. And, all right. So let's... what else?
Well, before we go on to anything else, another thing about Microsoft's keynote that I wanted to talk about was there's this video where what they did was they took the part of Gates' keynote where they were talking about all the new features that Vista is going to implement, and they overlapped the video with video of all the features in OS X that does the exact same thing.
Huh, I got to see that.
It was hilarious. We'll put the link in the show notes.
One thing that I do like that Microsoft does make is the Media Center PCs, like the Media Center, thing. I think it's much better than Apple's Front Row. I really don't. Front Row's not that great. There's not much things in it.
On that,
the Media Center.
Go ahead.
The Media Center PC. I mean, the Media Center operating system is basically just Windows XP with some extra features and a Flash application.
I'm just saying about that's the same thing with the new iMac. I'm just saying, but just how the program for Media Center, that program, it's pretty good. It's better. It's much better than Front Row, I think. Front Row doesn't really have much features. It's like putting the iPad interface on the Mac.
Yeah.
Well, since what I was going to say was, since we were talking about that, might as well get into the whole Mac thing, because that's going to start soon, because we need to make our predictions and such.
Yeah, I think we say predictions.
But since you were talking about the video on Front Row, I think that's where a lot of the new Mac stuff is going to come, because a lot of the rumors were like plasma TVs. I doubt that's going to be the truth, but there's a couple hints that it's going to be something media related, because there's definitely they were talking about the Airport Extreme with like video streaming or whatever, and now iPod has video, iTunes has video. There's definitely something coming multimedia.
Yeah, I think Apple's really pushing into the media age, and that's going to be their big direction.
Yep. So I'll give my prediction, then you can, and everyone can give in theirs too. So this is what I think is going to come out of Macworld on Tuesday. I think for iWork, there's going to be iWork 06, and it's going to have a new update to Keynote. We'll have Keynote 3, Pages 2, and the second version of Pages. And I think we're probably going to see another a spreadsheet application, either named like Sheets or Cells or something like that, so that can go along.
I heard the code name was Numbers.
Yeah, or maybe it might be Numbers. So it might be one of those names, and then and I think then for the iLife suite, it's going to update all the programs. You know, iPhoto, iMovie, HD, iDVD, iDVD. I don't know. Probably you'll get like HD DVD or Blu-ray support for the new Macs, maybe if they come out with that in the next year. And probably online, there was a slip that there's going to be a program called iWeb. Apple accidentally posted on one of their sites a little link that said iWeb and the iLife suite. And so maybe it's going to be like a blogging application, kind of like maybe for like RapidWeaver, you know, the one application they have out there. Maybe something can go with that. Maybe goes along with .Mac accounts or maybe WordPress or something like that, so people for blogging, and maybe it'll go along with podcasting. Maybe there might be video support in GarageBand for people who want to do video podcasts, and maybe some podcasting features put in GarageBand. And what else? Then I think with going along with iLife, maybe there might be another app similar to iLife, or maybe put in iLife, would be maybe Front Row 2.0, and Photo Booth might be bundled with it now. So we'll see that, maybe. And then desktop-wise or computer-wise, I think we'll see new iBooks with the new core processor, the Yona, which is 32-bit, and probably at least certainly dual 2.0 for that. And maybe we'll see a new iMac with that. It's doubtful, but they might just update the iMac that is now with that. They'll probably put it in the Mac Mini, because the Mac Mini hasn't gotten updated. And then I highly doubt the power lines, the PowerBook, PowerMac, will be updated. maybe a price drop, if all, if anything, you know. And then maybe, you know, I doubt that there's going to be, I think that they're probably going to release maybe some media thing. Probably might be, I doubt it's going to be like a plasma or something like that. It could be, you know, might be like one of those media center things, you know, but built into the back of a TV. Maybe like an iMac, kind of like with this monitor built in with a kind of computer behind it. Maybe using the new Vive or VIIV chipset. And then what else? I think they hopefully maybe we'll get a sneak peek at Leopard, the new OS 10.5.
Well, my sort of
maybe to go along with Apple going to this new media direction with, you know, TV and downloading TV, maybe we'll see something, since now the iTunes Music Store is selling more than music, I think maybe we'll see maybe another app or another that'll handle movies and downloading movies and TV shows and stuff like that all in one app, and it'll also play movies like a media center kind of thing. Maybe we'll see that feature built into Front Row, where you can download and buy movies and TV shows through Front Row, and then that'll all be in one alone app, you know, kind of like, you know, iMedia Center, iMedia, you know, something like that. Another iApp, so you don't, the iTunes Music Store is just music back in iTunes. And I think that we might see, instead of having a plasma TV, might see maybe an Airport Express with video, something like that. Or maybe Intel could announce some secret chipset that they're working on, secret processor, and then all the Macs will have their own different processor from other 86s.
Well, Jeff, could you possibly cover any other base that might happen?
Yeah. I'm literally out of breath.
I don't think you could be like any more all-encompassing there.
Yeah, I'm out of breath. Sorry.
I don't think they're going to do half of that stuff.
I didn't say so much of it. Oh no. I was just saying what could happen. I'm not saying they could do all of them. I'm saying maybe. I don't think all of those things are going to come out.
Okay, so in the short run, what is your personal prediction of what you think is going
to
happen?
What's the main big thing that they're going to reveal?
Well, besides the small, they're obviously going to add stuff to iWork and iLife. I think they're going to announce iBooks and Mac Mini, and probably a video Airport Express.
Thank you. That's what we were.
That was a lot simpler.
With a remote.
I don't really have that much of predictions or anything, because I really haven't been keeping up with any of the rumors or what I think would really be added. But I would think that, as I said earlier, Apple's really pushing into the media portion of technology, and I'm thinking somewhere along the lines of like a Mac Mini Media Center type of thing, like with Front Row on it, but like a capture card added in, something that would look stylish in the living room that you could use, because when you've got the iMac as a media system, I mean, the monitor's just like really small, and it's not something that would be practical in something like that. And I thought that, you know, putting that, and then like you said, being able to download video and TV shows and other stuff, content, expanding on that to where it would be practical. And then I thought another thing that would be cool that they should add to the iPod would be the ability to plug in a headset. Because with the new, with the iPod not having the little remote port thingy, the new 5th-gen and nano iPods not having that, you know, having a voice recorder at the bottom is kind of awkward. And I thought, you know, with the next iPod, they should have the ability to plug in some type of headset to have a voice recorder implemented onto it.
Okay, well, what I think is that if they change the iPod in any way, someone would kill one of the Apple CEOs.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I was hearing stuff about, like, wireless, and, like, no, it's not going to happen. But I think that whole wireless note might be on the same lines as the Airport Express with video. So it'll just be like, there's probably something happening right there. But I definitely agree with Corey when he said, like, some type of video capture card or something. Like, they're probably going to have a standard, some type of standard video output on a Mac with a very new version of Front Row that could be very much all-encompassing a little more with the whole video thing, because I think they will move the movies out of iTunes, and a new app definitely does seem plausible, but definitely something media-based, probably for output for the TV, not just like with a display without having to buy any adapters or anything like that. Something that will be a little more like a Microsoft Media PC.
Well, I don't think that they're going to have a capture card, because then Apple can't make money off people watching TV shows. You know?
Well, I didn't mean specifically capture card. I meant more like interface with TV.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But then definitely new Mini, new iBook. That's my, with Fiona. That's my take on the desktops.
Also, we could to add another thing to the list.
Okay.
Two things we could might see. I don't even know if it makes sense, but there's rumors about that. Actually, three things. That the one thing that goes along with GarageBand, that little mixer kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing could be Apple's own little, you know, speaker dock for the iPod. There's been rumors about that they've had that in production. And one more thing that we could see maybe is a tablet Mac.
Yeah, that's been in the workings for a while, supposedly.
So maybe we'll get surprised and see a tablet Mac come out.
That would be nice.
Yes, it would. Dan, any?
That could be the new Yuna.
Yeah, it could be the new Yuna. Not the Apple. What?
Yeah, I'm not really, up to date with, like, all the information about, like, Apple and stuff, so... not really my area.
All right, well, I think...
Well, say something. This is kind of far out for predictions, but a while back, Apple renewed the patent for the digital camera. So I thought, you know, maybe sort of kind of... This is kind of far out, but maybe. Just throwing it out there.
Did Apple ever have a digital camera?
The Apple QuickTake was a digital camera that was discontinued in 97, I believe.
Yeah, I remember at my middle school they had one. So, because it was kind of like binoculars, kind of, in that kind of shape.
Yeah, exactly. It was grayish black. I'm actually looking at the Wikipedia article right now, and it had the little Apple logo and stuff on it. So
yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. All right. So I think with that, I think giving our predictions on the table, we'll come back next week or later this week, today's Saturday. Come back and after the Macworld, then see who was more right on. I think I might get it because I had so many damn predictions.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that? Like 5 minutes
like
of guessing?
Yes, it was. So I think with that, I'm sorry for the audio quality. And then we'll work on that, and it'll probably be better. It'll be better for the next show. So with that, thank you and goodbye.